Welcome to Freedom of Mind. I'm your boy Ray Will.
Yeah. It's Giovanni Ray, aka the Young King, man.
It's Apple. Okay, so y'all. Okay. What are we gonna speak our minds about again? Oh yeah, that's right. Hip hop, right? The what's going on in hip hop? I don't know if you want to call it the state of hip hop and whatever you want to call it. But the current situations going on with hip hop.
Hold on, disclaimer alert. Kendrick fan alert. Kendrick fan alert.
Well, he's still low key, Kanye fan. He kind of keep up with him and all that.
Oh,
you
know,
one of those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Know all the latest music, all the latest news that's going on. You know,
I can't even tell you the last Kanye song I've heard. That's how bad it is. Cause the last thing I know, he was in Calabasas in the middle of the mountains doing Jesus meetings and shit.
You know, so. But you know, you played me a which one? The baby, little baby. Bad baby, whatever, you know. Okay, you said Lil Baby, right?
Oh, see, I told you. Lil Baby, yeah.
You know, it was some little song or whatever that he did, and you know, some political song. What's the name of that song again?
It's called The Bigger Picture.
The Bigger Picture, yeah. It was cool. He was speaking.
It's bigger than black and white.
He was speaking to the youngsters.
Yeah.
He was speaking to the youngsters, man, in their way that they can understand. You know, he was doing that rapping, singing stuff or whatever, you know, we don't know where they got it from. We all know that a lot of them got that style of rapping. You know, I don't know where they got it from.
He from Atlanta, so
did their rhyme scheme. Did they get it from did they get it from Drake? And they just kind of came up with their own thing? Did they get it from, what's that boy name with the one eye?
Fetty Wap,
you know.
It's an Atlanta thing, to be honest.
An Atlanta thing?
That rhyme scheme, Lil Baby from Atlanta.
And then, you know, because like a lot of them to me sound like Dej Loaf. I mentioned that before, you know, that whole Dej Loaf thing.
That's crazy because she's from Detroit. She's from Detroit, right? She got her own Detroit sound. See, right. Everybody wants the cadence to Atlanta sound, but they really, like, Lil Baby, he from Atlanta, Future from Atlanta. Everybody got that rhyme scheme in Atlanta because of how they talk, how their slang is. So, of course, they're gonna be repetitive on a beat like that, and Lil Baby just did it to where I'm gonna use my region where I'm from. I'm gonna kind of connect to this generation and then show the old heads like I can really spit and talk about some real shit, you know. So I think that's what he was doing, and that. But the question is out there: should we have, or should we even look to rappers to be a part of protesting or be a part of the bigger picture right now, so to speak, going on with these protests, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, the All Lives Matter movement, the George Floyd situation, the Breonna Taylor situation, a lot of things going on with law enforcement. Should we look to the rappers that come from the streets to have more relations with us, to have more of a voice for the brothers and sisters that are in the streets? Like, that's a question that we should all be asking ourselves. Do we want, you know, do we want that?
Still recording? Yeah, we
are. Do we want that, you know? Do we want that, do we want our celebrities to, you know, come together and really speak out for us? Or do we think we got it ourselves? We got this shit handled already, because They're not in the streets no more. We're still here. We're still fucking ducking 12. We're still surviving oppression. So that's a big question I want our audience to kind of answer. Do we really look to our celebrities and stuff to have a voice, to have an opinion,
and
to speak out for us?
We do. But when it comes to the reality, you know, like when we say, you know what, and we talk about it, because this is what's going on, and we do it unintentionally, but that's what we do, and it's because I heard Royce da 5'9", you know, speak on Kendrick, and what I got out of what he was, I guess what his message was, you know, he shouldn't speak on something that he's not going to really put more enough effort into it, and he's not really going to be really into it. And me, honestly, first of all, I think Royce da 5'9" is, I mean, one of the nicest MCs I've ever heard. I mean, But, you know, he kind of just rap circles around you, so to speak. You know, his raps don't really have a whole lot of substance. It's a lot of wordplay, and it's like on a more of a hip hop tip. And so, you know, I think he's limiting his fan base, and I'm sure it's intentional, but, you know, because that's him, and, you know, he understands how he is as a rapper, but at the same time, I think maybe he doesn't really have a full understanding of why he's not really, I don't know, I don't want to get into that, but I'm just trying to say that he can't really reach as many crowds as a Kendrick, but Kendrick is able to be conscious, you know, with a lot of his, and, you know, so I'm just saying Kendrick has more substance into his raps. You know, he gets personal, he gets deep. It's not just wordplay, rapping circles around you. So I think his message behind, you know, I was watching some interview, a podcast or whatever it was, I watched a little bit of it. And what I got out of what he was saying about Kendrick was like, you know, he don't need to really, if he's not really involved in, you know, the political movement, you know, Black Lives Movement, you know, that type of tip, then, you know, he's out of place, he's out of pocket if he keeps talking about it. And I just think this is like his opportunity to jump on a brother, you know, like this, you know what I'm saying, you know, this is the time to do it or whatever, to say, oh, you ain't about that and all this and that and this. Well, he can say the same about you, whatever. You're not in the streets. You're not. You know what I'm saying? You got enough money, you know, to be in a nice area and all that or whatever. So if you're not in the streets anymore, why could you speak on it? You know, that's kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, why can't I speak on it? You know what I'm saying? I'm expressing myself. This is what I went through. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a free country. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I look at it. Like, well, why can't he speak on that? And actually, we're currently going through it right now. We go through racism all the time right now. Just because you got a little bit of money, that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to systemic racism. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like, you know, I just think it's a little bit of jealousy and maybe a little bit of ignorance on Royce da 5'9"'s part. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, obviously, I don't know the brother, but I ain't got nothing against him. But it's like, come on, man. You know, it does irritate me when brothers be going at each other like that. And it's unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? It really is. You know, it's hard for us to get on the same page, but I don't want to drift off to a whole different point. But, you know, and then, you know, I heard it was some kind of beef with some, you know, see, with all these young rappers, man, I mean, they be popping up everywhere, bro.
There's like, too many rappers in this world. There is too many rappers in this world, and I don't want to get off subject, but that shit need to end. If your shit suck, it fucking suck. And you know what? I can say that because my pen is fucking fire. Okay. So there ain't nothing to a motherfucker that go in the studio and really have passion behind that shit. Because I really write my shit. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between freestyle and actually really writing your shit out and really knowing what you want to say. So all the rappers or wannabe rappers out of there, you know, fucking stop it. Go get a business or something going. You know what I mean? But this is just a side note. It's just way too flooded in this game. But go ahead with the beef.
You know, I don't know. So what, it's the sister name, and she got at J. Cole. You know, pretty much probably was saying similar things of what Royce da 5'9" was saying about Kendrick. And, you know, it's like, wow, really? And, you know, this, again, why can't a brother speak his mind? So I guess he couldn't even get on this show. I guess you know, he can't speak his mind, right? You know, it's like, what's wrong with touching up on what's really going on, you know? And then it's refreshing when you listen to people like J. Cole. You know, it's refreshing. You know, like, you know, we can't just have the same thing all the time. It's good to switch it up. That's why we got our genres. That's why we listen to many different things. Whatever mood you in, how you feeling, you can't just go off. Listen to me. I listen to these young rappers or whatever. They doing their thing, but my threshold, my tolerance level is. I mean, I hear one song and I'm done. I'm like, I don't want to hear this shit. Like,
old head alert.
You know, beep, beep. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the beepers on. But, you know, it's like, but
I feel the same way. And I'm in the middle of this generation because, you know, I'm only 23. So I feel the same way because I grew up with Pac. I grew up with Nas. I grew up with Pun. You know what I mean? So I do feel the same way. Some of this shit is just some shit you can't listen to.
Yeah, and speaking of the older rappers, you know, can you touch on the impact that they had in your life? You know?
Well, speaking on MCs, and this is an MC that passed away definitely before my time, but you know, I was born in 96, 97, so I was around the time where he just passed away. But let's give a shout out to Pac, man, Tupac Amaru Shakur. Now that brother's been like a father figure to me. I mean, to many people out there. I think his political standpoint, from his mom being a Black Panther in the Black Panther Organization Party, and him growing up with a lot of activists and knowing rights and knowing that he's been through oppression. There was recently when he was with Digital Underground in the early 90s doing Tupacalypse. He had a problem with Oakland police where they, beat him and beat him very badly. So he's an artist that actually suffered from police oppression, from police violence. And mm-hmm. how he was speaking was he really had music to where it said a story. It said your background that you're in, which is easily relatable. That's how I, you know, kind of see him as a father figure, as an example to me, especially through his music, through the paintings and the pictures that he painted, you know, through Brenda's Got a Baby, through They Got Me Trapped. You know, They Got Me Trapped was after he got beaten up by the police. I think artists like that is a dime in a dozen because he's really speaking on things from personal standpoint, and he's really painting that picture in his music. You know, Pac did it. N.W.A., we're going back to the police oppression because that's what the topic is mainly about. Police violence and police brutality towards a certain race. And N.W.A. said, we're tired of this bullshit. So we came out with, fuck the police, right? So I'm from the East Coast, but I'm not too keen on, I'm not too up to date on Public Enemy. I know they have Flavor Flav and all that. You know, I know
Chuck D
and stuff. I know that group, you know. I just don't know. They have Fight the Power. I believe that was Public Enemy. Oh, yeah. Fight the Power. Yeah, see? I know my shit. Well, hey, shout out to Do the Right Thing. You know, I'm not going to even knock that. That's basically some of my education. But, yeah, man, you see? Like, these groups like this or these artists, even Biggie and Nas. Nas had One Mic. Nas had It Was Written. Nas had so many other stories to tell. So many artists like this that we don't really have too much nowadays. It really does feel good that we have artists like Lil Baby, like Meek Mill, that actually, you know, represents the culture, actually has been through that oppression. Meek, man, he's been in and out of penitentiary, in and out of probation system for about 10 years. You got to understand that with Meek's situation, he's really fighting this parole boards and stuff like that. He's really fighting for equality in the prison systems because don't get it fucked up. Motherfuckers get mistreated in there at all times. And his probation was with a judge that basically casted hate on him. You know, y'all can go up to the Free Meek documentary and see all his. This brother's been on probation for the past 10 years, and I believe one of his accounts was just dirt bike riding. You see what I'm saying? As a Black man or as a man of color in America, you see how, you know, certain laws and certain things are set up to where, oh, we're going to just give this brother 10 years of probation just because. You see what I'm saying? Ray, how you feel about that since you do work in the systems?
Well, you know, they do need equal equality. They're human beings. You know, their rights, you know, need to be exercised. You know, anyone who's an inmate. And quite frankly, you know, no one should be judged upon either, you know, and that's what people do, you know. And, you know, I don't want to get on to the racism, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that's, you know, we know that there's racism outside of the prison system, and there's definitely some inside. And quite frankly, that's probably the reason why some people become, you know, into law enforcement, because it gives them an excuse to violate people, you know what I'm saying, who's in those predicament, who's in, you know. And so, you know, what you have is you got you got people, you know, as you know, particular black people and minorities, it's getting mistreated and already fucked up situation. You're already serving time, and you know what I'm saying, and their rights aren't exercised. But it, you know, you got to keep that balance too. Now let me bring that up. You know what I'm saying? You don't want these people are serving their time, and they don't have all of their rights. You know what I'm saying? They gave up their Fourth Amendment. So that's one of the rights that they've lawfully given up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we, you know, law enforcement is allowed to search you. They're allowed to arrest you at any time. And so, you know, they have to understand that. And, you know, there's some rights that they don't have. You know, they have to eat. They have to bathe. You know, they have to do that. But telephones, and you know, certain things like that, you know, music and entertainment, luxuries and all that. No, they're you know, they don't have a right to have that. You know, that's why they're considered luxury. So, you know, keep that in mind. But you know, with the Meek Mill situation, you know, I feel them, you know, and it's like that probation, it's like it's meant to keep you in. It's meant to keep you in the system, you know what I'm saying? And discrimination, that, you know, it's the main reason behind that. You know, it's just to keep brothers in, you know what I'm saying, and to give them a hard time, because they don't want us to prosper anyway, you know. And then, you know, Meek Mill, you know, he touches on that in a lot of his music, you know, about his situation, his predicament in our struggle, and you know, obviously people like, well, you know, you got to just stay out of trouble. You shouldn't have got yourself into trouble anyway. Okay, so me, I'm going to go another route on this. Okay. I'm gonna go with a lot of people, especially when you're young, you're gonna make mistakes. You're going to do dumb shit.
Right.
Guarantee you are. And, you know, and it kind of sucks that, you know, youngsters are forced to make, you know, great decisions, mature decisions. That's bullshit. That's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? This society is so cutthroat. It's so selfish. You know, it's like every man for himself. And then also, not enough guidance, especially you know, in a black home. And we all know the story about, you know, the situations with the, you know, with the no fathers being around and all that. You know, that's stereotype. You know, which is pretty accurate at the same time, but,
well, 100%, you know, it's 100% accurate, yeah.
Right. So, you know, you got, you know, you ain't got no guidance, and it's not an excuse. It's that's just what it is. And, you know, you got to make decisions. You got to make mature decisions not to do certain things, because you're going to get lured in. You're going to be around certain people who's influencing you. You might even be around drugs. You're going to be around violence. You're going to be around all of this stuff. And then you, as a youngster, as a 12, 13-year-old or whatever, maybe even younger, you got to make a decision to stay away from that. You got to make a decision to not be around certain people. And it's a lot, man. It's a lot of decisions that you have to make on your own. And to me, it's not fair. And then let's say you get caught up, and then, you know, you ended up getting caught with something, or, you know, whatever, drugs possession or whatever, and your ass is in jail. And you're being judged upon, and then you go to the jail system, and you know they give you a hard time. And then, like with Meek's situation, you know, he's still in the jail system. He's on probation. And it's like he still got to go through the bullshit, like, you know, dirt biting and all that. Or like, damn, I can't even fucking, if I sneeze the wrong fucking way, you know, so I'm going back to fucking jail. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, so I feel him, you know. And then I like that he goes over that in his music. Again, substance. You know what I'm saying? And not to pick on Royce da 5'9", but there's not enough substance in a lot of his music. You know, you got to go a little bit deeper, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to have to get my pen ready, because Royce is nasty.
He is, man. I mean, I tell you this. I ain't fucking with Royce when it comes to like a battle.
Yeah, Royce is nasty. I'm going to have to get my pen ready.
Or even a cipher, you know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, he's with Eminem and stuff, you know? So
yeah, I mean, that's one of those situations where you like, you go ahead and you got to go ahead and do your little raps.
Yeah, that's like a Jay-Z.
You got to do it separate. You got to do it separate from from a motherfucker like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, what time Royce is up? All right, let me go ahead and get my shit through. All right, you know, let me go ahead and spit my shit real quick, and he can go ahead and do him. You know, that's one of those situations. But as far as, like, you know, record sales, you know, it's...
Because he's more of a demographic of, like, mm-hmm. us. Like, we're, like, yeah. we're both, uh-huh. like, old heads. We like mm-hmm. hip-hop. He's more yeah. of that. Like, right. I fuck with Royce's music since when he, even back when, like, Eminem, Obie Trice, D12, all mm-hmm. of them came out. Right. So, and even Slaughterhouse, when Slaughterhouse mm-hmm. was around with yeah. Joel and... I just played played their new joint, Joel's new joint, Lovely. They got a mixtape out or a CD, Joel and I forget who else is on that. So I mean, don't get it twisted. It was just Ray knows the battle a little bit more about them going on between Kendrick and Royce, but I like when artists start to step up, but it goes back to a segment that Dave Chappelle did recently where he feels this battle is for the streets. We're the ones getting beat up by the police. We're the ones we're violated. Our rights are getting violated. So Dave Chappelle had an amazing point. Why would he come in and touch progress that's already been done by the fellow brothers and sisters of the streets?
Right.
You know, so in my opinion, do I feel that I need a voice? I'm my own voice. I speak for the streets as well as everybody else that's in the streets. You know what I mean? So that's just me.
Yeah, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. If you're the type of person where you prefer to be more in the streets to express yourself, to spread the word, and, you know, that's a great way to do it. And or if you feel like you're more behind the scenes, you know, that's great. You know what I'm saying? And just because you out in the streets and, you made yourself on social media or something like that, you know, that don't mean necessarily that you making more of an impact than somebody who's behind the scenes doing it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, like Martin Luther King, he was like both. He was behind the scenes and he was, you know, out there, you know what I'm saying? Out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? He was doing both efficiently, you know what I'm saying? And even Malcolm and, you know, those real true leaders, the real true leaders was doing both. Malcolm was putting in work, you know, both ways, you know, behind the scenes and out in the streets. And you know, so, you know, it's that's just not the only way that you can do it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not knocking either way. I'm not. So, you know, but, you know, so, you know, stop getting on Kendrick and, you know, guys like Kendrick and J. Cole because you think that they're not out in the street, you know, protesting and all that or whatever. And, you know, which they are, but their music is prolific enough. You know, it really is. You know, it speaks volumes, man. You know, Kendrick, I remember Kendrick Lamar. And that's another thing. I've been getting on a lot of these artists, these young artists, because they don't really know how to me. I don't really enjoy their performing ability. Like they a lot of these young cats cannot perform. And I can go deep into that. That might be another episode, but you know, I think, you know, when I watch an artist perform, I mean I gotta feel it. And when Kendrick he performed the Grammys a few years ago and he was performing Black the Black of the Berry. And the way he had them crowd, and it was mostly a white crowd, we're talking about the Grammys here. I mean, he had that white crowd looking like just, you know, stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? That's how prolific it was. You know, I'm pretty sure they felt guilty. They felt many emotions. They felt guilty. They felt like, damn, like that was deep. And the way that Kendrick performed, that was one of the greatest hip hop performances I've ever saw. Like, it was amazing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way you get your message out, man. And, you know, he was doing it then. And, you know, and like I said, him and Cole do it at a time when it's not popular right now. Right now it's popular. It's on everybody's mind. You know what I'm saying? They do it at any time they're talking about it. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Epp. He's like, you know, obviously there was guys before him who was laying the message, speaking the knowledge, you know, like a Pac, like a Public Enemy, you know, and, you know, you know, it speaks volumes. I still listen to Pac. I can listen to Pac all day long. He got, and then, you know, Pac knew how to switch it up. You know, he got something for almost every move, or practically every move. You know what I'm saying? You know, however you want to, however you feel, you're on a club tip.
He's like, tell me, baby, are you lonely?
You know, like he had it, you know, but, you know, that was the type of dude he was. So, you know.
There's just some artists that are keen to, you know, I just want to do a party wave, or some artists that are a little bit more woke. You have the Kendricks of our generation now, meaning now. You have Kendricks, you have J. Cole's, you have this new brother coming out of Philly. I think his name is Sean Smith. He's very woke. And we don't as far as go from rappers, we can say comedians too. Comedians as well. Comedians are very woke nowadays. Like we have Dave Chappelle. We have
always been woke.
Who else would be a comic now in our now?
Might have to throw in maybe Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin, yeah. But like, who's a newer one now? Oh shit. Who's a newer one now?
I can't think of any new cats now, man. You know what?
Cuz Dave Chappelle
is one, but I don't know how long he's been out. But I think he's with I think his name is Michael Shea. I think that's his name. And he's with he be on SNL. Oh, you know what? That's my boy. I don't want to. Yeah, I guess he's a comedian. But the South African brother, man.
Godfrey?
No, Noah. No,
he's not South African. I'm sorry, Godfrey.
Trevor Noah. Oh man.
Oh, he's from South Africa.
He's African, bro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Godfrey's been around for a while.
Godfrey is from Nigeria, right? He's from West Africa. Yeah, his parents are from West Africa. Shout out to Godfrey, man. One of my favorite coming. I just feel we do have our woke musicians. We have our woke comics. We have our woke people that we look to in office, but we are the streets. We are essentially the final voice of the streets. So do I feel like we need that notoriety from our celebrities? No, because I think we got it. Is it cool to have a little bit of help? Hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it's cool to have that voice. It's cool to see somebody that is well off, a little bit a step ahead, that can have a little bit more power, that can reach a little bit more. It's really, really cool to have that. But I think the streets got it too. The streets got it on their own too.
Most definitely. So, Ep, man, what have you learned today, bro?
I learned basically every artist, you know, they really express themselves in their own way. Some artists are just, you know, here for the fame, here for the money. Some artists really, you know, like to be a part of the public, like to be a part of the people still, you know. But I learned that voice is everything, right? A voice matters. So short and simple, please speak up. Whatever you feel that is a need to say, please say it, because we don't need it for this generation. We need it for the next ones that are being born, for the future. You know, we are not working for today. We are working for tomorrow. God bless everybody.
For sure. Real shit. Hey, y'all. Till then, signing off, y'all. Freedom of mind.